Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
I think all of us, as every year, we can find ourselves with a certain nostalgic sigh that Easter is already behind us. Even though we are still in this Easter season, and the liturgical texts remind us of the glorious resurrection of Christ. On the one hand, it might seem to us that the joy and enthusiasm of Easter Sunday has lost its intensity. On the other hand, it also might be a sign that something has entered into our spiritual life, extinguishing the fire of our heart that we struggle so hard to acquire during the Great Lent. That is why today's Gospel tells us the story of the myrrh-bearing women. It takes us back to the Easter morning and the sight of the empty tomb leads us to examine ourselves, examine the causes of cooling of our heart and cooling of our zeal. By the example of mirror bearers, the Church puts before us the mystery of thirst and love for God. If we ourselves are calling Christians, then we have to enter this mystery. We have to enter this mystery of thirst for God and love for God. How do we practically enter this mystery? We can enter it by, I'll give you some questions to ask yourselves, ourselves. Have I observed my prayer rule throughout the whole 2 weeks after Easter? Or do I see myself slacking off with keeping my prayer rule? Do I not pray as much as I used to pray during Great Lent? Do I strive to keep the commandments from the Gospel as much as I did during the Great Lent season? If during the Great Lent we were more strict with ourselves and with our prayer rule, and we strive to fulfill every Gospel commandment, then it is a little bit natural that we lose this warmth and zeal and fire in our heart, because we cannot live in this ecstasy. But that's not an excuse for a long-term spiritual life. If we recognize that we have drastically slackened in our spiritual life, and perhaps even surrendered to some serious temptations and sins, then we have uncovered the reason for loss of the zeal. Every time a person moves away from God, the fire and zeal in their heart goes out. In this case, repentance and return to original spiritual discipline is absolutely necessary, no matter what season we are in. It is very useful for us to adopt these ascetical or spiritual exercises recommended by the fathers to maintain the zeal and fire in our soul. One of those ascetical or the spiritual exercise that we can practice and we should practice every single day is a spiritual reading. When studying the writings of the Holy Fathers, we will find with surprise how much importance these holy teachers of spiritual life attribute to ascetic reading in order to maintain the zeal and the fire in our heart. St. Basil the Great, he says that when we read these spiritual texts, it's like we are giving food for our soul, to our soul. Reading the works of the Holy Fathers brings us into their company. They embrace us like true spiritual fathers. They excite us for the noble things in life, even in the worldly life. They give advice in difficulties. they bring comfort in our difficulties. And if we read their works with obedience of a disciple, meaning if we read those works, each paragraph that day, and try to include that paragraph into our life, then our life will change. And the zeal and thirst for God will be always there. The flame will never go out. If you listen to these fathers, one paragraph can give us more clarity than hours spent on social media or watching news or listening to news. If we don't have the books from the Holy Fathers, then let us start with Holy Scriptures. Today's Gospel, we can learn the myrrh-bearing women, or from Joseph of Arimathea, we can learn the thirst they had for Christ. We can learn the love for Christ. We can learn courage for Christ. Can you imagine Joseph going to Pilate, asking for the body of Christ? Soldiers who killed Christ on the cross, and now this guy is coming to him and begging for his body. Can you imagine the courage? It was a death sentence going to Pilate. And yet he went. He was protected, for sure. But that's the courage that we need to have in this world nowadays. These things, the love, the courage, the thirst for Christ, are absolutely necessary to live fully as a Christian in today's world. So if we feel nostalgic for the loss of this enthusiasm that filled our hearts during the Easter time, let us not remain indifferent to this feeling. Let's look for the reason for this loss, why we have lost our zeal. And let us find a way to regain and maintain the zeal for Christ in our soul yet again for next Sunday, the Sunday after. Christ is risen.